Welcome to the Shamanic Flow Podcast, a journey into healing space to feel the radiant sacredness of your body and root deeply into Mother Earth. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to connect you with archetypal goddesses and the natural world through yoga and shamanic Reiki practices that reveal the capable healer you are when you flow as your authentic self. The world needs healers, so let's get started. Wherever you're listening today, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. With gratitude and awe, let's call in the primal elements of life and their spiritual qualities to support our work today. We give thanks and call to the element air, to hawk and crow, and all the winged beings. Please teach us to soar above the mundane, to see the bigger picture, to consider many points of view, and to practice discernment. Remind us to breathe deeply and to always spiral higher with keen vision. We give thanks and call to the element water, to fish and frog, and all who swim in shallows and depths. Please help us to flow with the currents of life and our own emotions. Remind us of the cleansing and healing available to us always, and of the pleasures of being embodied. We give thanks and call to the element fire, to salamander and snake. Please teach us the way of letting go of what we have outgrown, and to move fearlessly into the wild holiness of change and transformation. Guide us to the full knowledge of our own power and bring us to our highest integrity. We give thanks and call to the element earth, to black bear, to our ancestors, and to all who slumber in the dark of winter. Please teach us to feel abundant, to be nourished by color and laughter, to know gratitude, and to honor all life. Connect us with the goodness and wisdom of our ancestors. Help us to be bold, to dare, to move forward into the fullness of the vision of those who came before us. Sweet Mother Earth, Gaia, Pachamama, our ancient and first ancestor, thank you for the gifts that you give us every single day. Thank you for the bodies that we have inherited from you. Thank you for this place we call home, for our sense of connection, for our sense of belonging, for support and restoration as we explore this existence. May we always walk upon you with gratitude, respect, and gentleness. Thank you, Pachamama. Father Sun, Grandmother Moon, star beings, please shine your light upon us. Thank you for your wisdom and guidance, for helping us to navigate days and nights and all the cycles of life. Thank you for your protection and motivation, that we might be held well in our work. Thank you for helping us to grow taller towards you and for helping to illuminate the way. Thank you, star beings. And we each individually call to our guides, whether we know you or not. Please join us in this space to infuse our work with the flow of living energy for the highest good of all beings. Today's full strawberry moon is all business in earthy Capricorn, but we're getting ready to play. We're coming up on the 4th of July holiday here in the U.S. Summer's in full swing. I'm looking forward to drumming this coming Saturday in my sacred drumming circle at my studio, True North Yoga in Scroon Lake. And the following weekend, July 7th and 8th, I'm leading a moon salutations workshop in both the Scroon Lake and the Keene Valley locations, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. I love exploring the sacred feminine in yoga and moving into the moon salutation flow, getting deep into the hip openers and the heart openers. It changes every time, so I'd love it if you would come explore moon salutations with me if you're in the area. That weekend, I'll also be leading a shamanic healing workshop on Saturday in Keene Valley. It's a great way to explore self-care and connection to the earth. With very simple, easy-to-take-home practices and techniques. And on Sunday, I'll be holding space in the Red Tent Temple in Keene Valley in the afternoon, and then I'll be in Scroon Lake with my goddess tribe for our goddess circle. And then it will be time for the next new moon and a new goddess. But for this strawberry moon cycle, I'm still working with the Egyptian goddess Isis. And in my last podcast, I was exploring her mother aspect. And I've learned a lot from that part of her, that archetype. But there's another deeper piece to Isis, and that is her association with the cycle of life and death and rebirth. She is that alchemical, transformative archetype. And very often, she's depicted with a headdress made from vulture's wings. And of course, the vulture is the carrion bird that is so often associated with the breaking down of dead bodies. And I wanted to share a little bit about vultures. We have turkey vultures in the Adirondacks, and sometimes you can catch them on the side of the road enjoying a meal. Turkey vultures weren't always here. They've actually worked their way north over the last couple of centuries. And I've only really been nesting in the Adirondacks for maybe the last half century. So while they're considered an invasive species because they're not native, they are a welcome one, especially because we have cars. It's believed that one of the reasons that they've come north is because food is much more plentiful since we now have lots of roadkill. They do a very important job in helping to eliminate those roadkill bodies off of the sides of the roads, helping to process what is dead. It's part of the cycle of life. I just wanted to take a moment to honor vultures that are here. They're not the prettiest bird. They don't have a song. They don't even have the vocal cords that would allow them to do much more than hiss, but they're majestic in flight. And you could often catch them spiraling on updrafts. And they do a very important job, especially in a place where we don't have easy passage for animals over the highway. It would be wonderful if there were wildlife bridges or tunnels above and below Route 87, the Adirondack Northway. But until we can make that happen, there's going to continue to be animals that lose their lives because they try to cross in front of cars or tractor trailers. And those turkey vultures are going to do their important job as long as it's there to be done. And thank you to our Adirondack turkey vultures and the vultures all over that are helping to maintain that cycle of life. I'm rereading Anna Forrest's book, Fierce Medicine, in preparation for leading the fire module of the Advanced Energetics of Yoga Teacher Training Program. And in Fierce Medicine, Anna speaks of the idea of the shaman's death, facing your own death, coming to the brink, and then being reborn. And she offers a death meditation in the book, which if you have a chance to explore, is really wonderful, deep and challenging, but wonderful. We often need to come to terms with what needs to die in us before we can move on. There are some things that we need to let go, to give to the vultures. And it's difficult to see sometimes what really is ready to go. And sometimes those things that we'd really like to let go of are the things that we hold on to the strongest. So I invite you for your practice during this moon cycle to simply sit and ask, what is ready to die? What can I let go of? What can I offer to my own vultures, the helping spirits that will take those things that I'm ready to release and make them something new? You might write a list of all the things that have died that are now carrion. If you hang on to them, you're just holding on to the rotting past. Let them go. And on this full moon night or during the time of this waning moon, you could take that list and toss it in a fire and let it burn. Let it burn and release. And since we were talking about vultures and in their beauty in flight, I'd like to offer you a yoga practice today to explore flying. You'll definitely need your mat. Go ahead and unroll your mat or pause what you're listening to here and come back to it later. And then find your way into child's pose. Take your knees wide. Settle your hips back to your heels. Release your forehead onto the mat. Arms extended forward but soft, elbows down. Take a big breath in, and with a sigh, let go of the world. Let go of what's past. Let go of what's still to come. Take another big, refreshing breath in. And with a sigh, soften through your low back. Soften between your shoulder blades. Soften the back of your neck. Take another deep breath in. And once more, sigh. And feel yourself melting down toward the floor. And breathe in and out through your nose, drawing the breath into your belly. Feel it expand and contract between your knees. Notice what's true in your body in this moment. Whatever's there, physically, emotionally, let it all be. It's all welcome here. Notice if you hold on. If you attach to pain or judgment. And then let that go too. Wiggle your hips a little bit closer to your heels. Begin to cultivate some Ujjayi Pranayama, the ocean-sounding breath that's created by constricting the back of your throat. So that your breath makes a hiss like those voiceless vultures. Take one more breath. Lift up onto your hands and knees and align your knees under your hips and your hands under your shoulders. Inhale and bring your heart forward through your arms, sinking down into your low back, send your tailbone to the sky, and then with an exhale, draw your navel to your spine and round your back. Relax your neck. Let your head fall toward the floor, tailbone tucking. And inhale, heart forward through the arms. Tailbone lifting back of your neck long. Exhale, round, releasing the back of your neck. Continue with your breath a few more times. Feeling the movement in your spine. Staying with those ocean-sounding breaths. Take one more round of breath, finishing on an exhale. And release your spine to neutral. Walk your hands forward 6 to 8 inches in front of your shoulders. Curl your toes under. Press your hands down and forward into the floor and lift your knees just a few inches off the floor so that your shins are just about parallel with the mat. Keep pressing into your hands and ease your belly back onto your thighs. Keep reaching, lengthening through the side body, dropping your heart through your arms, ears between the arms, and then very gently lift your hips toward the ceiling. Keep your belly as close to your thighs as you can on the way up. Don't worry about straightening your knees. Let the heels fall where they will. Feel your shoulder blades slide in and down, gently pressing the heart forward through the arms. Keep your feet no wider than hip width. Press down into the pads of your fingers, lift up and back through your hips. As you take your next breath in, lift your right leg up and back. Notice when your right hip wants to rotate open to the right side and press the hip point back down toward the floor so the hips stay level. Keep your right foot flexed. Press into your right hand and reach back into your right heel, lengthening through the side body. Take another breath in here. And as you exhale, start to bring your shoulders forward over your wrists. Curl your navel back towards your spine. Bend your right knee and touch your right elbow with your knee. And then inhale, press back again. Inhale, exhale, bring your knee back down to your right elbow. Really curl up here. And then inhale, press back. One more time. Exhale, curl your knee to your right elbow. Navel to the spine, rounding. Inhale, reach back. And then exhale and set your right foot down next to the left. Pedal your heels a few times, releasing any tension. Press your hands down and forward, lift your hips up and back, and on your next breath in, lift your left leg up behind you, foot flexed, heel pressing back. Move the left hip point toward the floor to keep the hips level. Take another breath in, reaching through your heel. Exhale, curl, and bring your left knee to your left elbow. Rounding your body, shoulders coming over the wrists. Inhale, press into your hands as you reach up and back through your left heel. Exhale, round forward again. Left knee to left elbow. Inhale, press back. Exhale, curl up. Bring your left knee to your left elbow. Inhale, press back again. Press through your heel. And then exhale, set your left foot down. Pedal out the heels a little bit. Release any tension that you brought with you. Lift your chin, look towards your hands, step your feet to your hands. Relax your knees, let your upper body fall over your thighs. Wrap your hands behind your calves. Hug your upper body into your thighs. Bend your knees as much as you need to make that connection. And then without letting go, still hugging in, inhale and lift your hips a little higher toward the ceiling, turning your tailbone up toward the ceiling. Exhale, let that soften for a moment. Inhale again, send the tailbone to the sky. Exhale, soften. Inhale, tailbone to the sky. Exhale, soften. One more time. Inhale, tailbone to the sky. Exhale, soften. Release your arms. Let your arms hang loosely from your shoulders. Relax your neck. Hang your head. And working from the bottom of the spine up, Tuck your tailbone. Bring your navel back towards your spine. And slowly, hugging into your spine, stack your vertebrae one on top of another. Head hangs forward. Shoulders come up. And bend the ears. Pause for a moment to stand in Tadasana and mountain pose. Relaxing your arms by your sides, fingers reaching toward the floor. Feel the weight in the bottoms of your feet. And even out the weight between the heels and the toes, between the left and the right foot. Lift your arches slightly and feel the outer edges of your feet drop down. Imagine the perfect footprints you're leaving under your feet. As you take your next breath in, reach your arms out to the side and up overhead, extending long. You might even arch your back just a little bit. Exhale, soften your knees, hinge from your hips, and fold forward with a flat back. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up, heart moving forward. Exhale, fold. Inhale, lift your heart. Arms out and up overhead. Bring your hands together at the top. And as you exhale, slide your hands down the midline to land in front of your heart. Inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up, lengthening, lifting the heart. Exhale, hinge forward from your hips, fold deeply over your legs. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, come up halfway like an opening jackknife. Exhale, release back down into your fold. Press your feet into the floor. Inhale, lift your heart, knees stay soft, arms reach out and up. Palms meet at the top. Exhale, slide your hands to your heart. Release your hands to your side. And step your left foot back 2.5 to 3 feet, turning your toes out to a 45-degree angle. Keep your hips squared forward toward the front edge of your mat. Your back toes are angled just beyond the front corner of that mat. Bend your right knee until your knee stacks over your ankle. Press into the outside edge of your left foot by lifting the arch slightly. And then notice your inner thigh and rotate that in and back just a little bit so that left hip point really presses forward and your left foot grounds down into the floor. Check that your right knee is still over your foot, not past your toes. Float your arms away from your sides a little bit, making an inverted V or wings. Reach out through your fingers. Hinge forward slightly, so that you're reaching your heart out over your right knee. Keep your gaze forward, your heart moving through. Flying warrior. On your next breath in, lift your heart and float your arms up over your head. Hands shoulder width apart, palms facing each other. Extend your fingers. Reach the crown of your head up towards your hands. Hips are still square. Tailbone reaching toward the floor. Draw your navel back towards your spine just a bit and up under the ribs so that you're hugging in the low part of the rib cage, those ribs where you V away from your sternum. Draw the outer parts of your waist in. And lift through the heart center. Relax your shoulder blades down your back. Turn your palms out. And on your next exhale, float your arms back to your wings. And lean forward into flying warrior again, hinging at the right hip, heart reaching out, Lower your gaze to a focal point that's on the ground 4 or 5 feet forward, or if you're seeing a wall, down low on the wall. Shift your weight up into your right foot, just enough so that your left heel starts to come up off the floor. Pause there. Now, this isn't easy to balance. Keep hugging in with your core muscles. Reach back through your fingers, the tips of those wings. Shift a little more weight up into your right foot so your left toes feel really light on the floor. Press into the floor with your right foot. Push the floor away so that your hips float up and your right leg straightens. Navel still drawing toward the spine. Flex your left foot as if you were standing on the floor with it, and then press back into the left heel like you're trying to leave a deep footprint. Roll the left inner thigh toward the ceiling. Left outer hip drops, hips are level. Press the left hip point slightly toward the floor. Hug in, drawing the navel in and up. Hug the outer waist muscles into that lower V of the rib cage, drawing those little points at the bottom of the ribs in. Heart still reaching, taking flight, Dakasana airplane pose, or today, vulture. Feel yourself light, like you're being lifted into that updraft, gliding. Take another breath, and then come out with the same control that you went in. Bend into the right knee. Reach back through your left toes and let them land softly on the floor. Lift your heart a little bit and rotate your left heel into that 45 degree angle as you roll back into the outside edge of that heel. When both feet are very solid on the floor, lift your heart. Float your arms out and up and return to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Take another breath. On your next exhale, release your arms to your side and step your left foot forward to come back into mountain. Pause for a moment. Feel your feet on the floor. Now step your right foot back. Turn your toes to that 45-degree angle just past the front corner of your mat. Bend your left knee until your knee stacks over your heel. Ground into the outside edge of your right heel by lifting your arch. Drop the right pinky toe. Roll the right inner thigh in and back. So your knee turns forward just a little bit more, and the right hip point comes forward to square the hips to the front of the mat. Float your arms out away from your sides into that inverted V, fingers reaching like those long feathers at the end of the wings. Bring your upper body forward over your left thigh with your heart reaching over your knee. Feeling into Flying Warrior. Notice how your navel comes up, how you hug into the sides of your waist to hold your position. Right heel still down. Next breath in, lift your heart, float your arms out and up to shoulder width apart above your head. Palms face each other. Plug your arm bones into your shoulders and slide your shoulder blades down. The heart is lifting, but the outer part of the waist, the obliques, are hugging in to those low ribs, drawing them in, drawing the navel back just a little bit. So the heart really lifts up, but we're not letting go of the integrity of the core. Beautiful. Inhale. Turn your palms out. Exhale, your arms down to those wings again. Bring your upper body forward over the left thigh. Hinged at the left hip. Hips are still squared forward. Find your focal point. Shift your weight up into your left foot. Roll up off of your right heel. Balancing on your toes and taking this opportunity where you have to balance here on just that little bit of contact with the floor to really hug in, to support the low back. Send your tailbone down your right leg towards your heel. Reach out through the crown of your head. Shift a little more weight forward into your left foot. So you're just balancing on that right big toe, perhaps. Letting that right foot get lighter. Press down into your left foot. And float your left hip up. Imagine that air current just lifting you up to straighten your leg. Flex your right foot. Press your foot behind you as if you were pushing it into the wall. Roll your right inner thigh toward the ceiling. Drop the right outer hip. Square the hips to the floor. Reach through the crown of your head. Shoulders move down away from the ears. Extend long through your fingers in that V. Feel yourself flying. Be here and breathe that vulture hiss of breath. One more inhale. Soften your left knee as you start to bend it. Float your right toes back to the floor. And then turn your right heel in to a 45 degree angle. Lift your arch, roll to the outside edge of that foot. And then one more time, inhale, lift your heart. Take your arms up overhead. Relax your shoulders down your back. Reach through your fingers. Bring your hands together and float them down to your heart. Step your right foot forward and come into mountain with your hands at your heart. Feel the energy moving through your body. Ground down through both feet. You are flying. Now let that go. On your next breath in, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Exhale, hinge from your hips, swan dive, heart leading the way. Bring your hands to your shins, come halfway up, opening that jackknife pose, heart forward. Exhale, release back down into your fold. Keep your knees bent. And shift your weight from your right foot to your left foot, to your right foot to your left foot. Feel your upper body start to sway side to side. Relax your shoulders. Let the arms go along for the ride. Bend your knees a little more deeply so that you can place your hands on the floor under your shoulders. Walk your feet out wider than your hands. Bend your knees to the outsides of your upper arms. Still hugging your knees into your arms. A little bend in your elbows. Bring your heart forward toward the floor slightly. Lift your chin and look slightly ahead for a focal point. Notice where your inner knees connect to your upper arms. Keep hugging in there and walk your big toes towards each other. Once again, you might find that you're just balancing on your big toes. And that's an okay place to be. Otherwise, find that focal point that's just a little out in front of you. Draw your navel up towards your spine, rounding slightly, but more importantly, hugging in. Rock into your hands a bit more so that your toes start to get light. And maybe for today, one foot lifts off the floor. Maybe for today, they both do. Keep pressing your hands down into the floor. Draw your navel in and up. Looking out ahead as you hang out here in Bakasana, get light. Feel the light quality of a bird on those thin legs. Rock your feet back to the floor. Lift your hips slightly. Hands still pressing down, shoulder width apart. Step your feet back into downward facing dog. Relax your head through your arms. Melt your shoulder blades into the hollow at the spine as your heart falls through. Take another breath. Release your knees down to the mat. Walk your knees wide. Bring your big toes together. Bring your hips to your heels. Release your forehead to the mat. Let your arms settle onto the floor. And come back to your breath. Notice what it feels like to be here. What's true in your body in this moment and this moment only? What's true in your physical body? What's true in your emotional body? What's true in your thoughts? Let it all be just as it is. Welcome everything that's come to the surface. And remember, you can let it go. Walk your hands towards your knees so your upper body starts to lift off your thighs, and then slide your hips over to one side of your feet. Swing your legs around and lay down onto your back. Draw your knees into your chest. Give them a hug. Rock a little bit from side to side. See how good it feels to be on the floor, to be rocking, massaging your back into the mat. Keep your knees over your chest and extend your arms out to the sides, making a T with your body. Draw your knees a little bit closer to your chin. And as you take your next exhale, bring your knees to your right elbow. Press your left shoulder down as your left hip comes off the floor. And turn your chin to the left, looking away from your knees. Relax and find your breath. Ocean sounds. It's slowing the breath down. On your next breath in, draw your knees back up over your chest. Draw your knees a little bit closer to your chin, and as you take your next exhale, drop them to your left elbow. Anchor your right shoulder into the mat. Roll your chin to the right. Breathe down through the constriction of the twist into your belly. Slow and steady breath. Feel your breath slowing down. Feel yourself sinking down into the earth, grounding again after all that flying. As you take your next breath in, bring your knees back up over your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees, give them a hug. Rock a little bit from side to side. Release your feet to the floor. Extend your legs out. Drop your arms out into that inverted V. Palms to the sky. Let your feet splay open. Relax the back of your head into the mat. Relax your jaw and your tongue. Feel your tongue get heavy in the back of your mouth. Relax the front of your throat, swallowing once if you find tightness there. Relax your shoulders and feel your arms get heavier and heavier. Relax your fingers. Relax your upper back, your shoulder blades, middle of your back, your low back. Relax your hips. Feel your legs get heavy. Heavy. Eyelids are heavy. Ears are heavy. The breath is light and shallow. Feel yourself letting go. Coming into Savasana. Corpse pose. Letting go. Letting go. Notice the fire in your upper abdomen. Everything you're releasing is burning. letting go of the past, making space for the present and the future. And with that, I will leave you to be in Savasana for as long as you choose, as long as you need to let that fire burn, to let go, to release. Acknowledging the divine light that shines in all beings, that connects us, and that makes us one. Namaste.